Now, Roland the Roadie was only a toady who set up the lights and the mics for the shows. And Gertrude the Groupie was a rock and roll fan who stood by the stage door in the rains and the snow. All right. Okay. Roland the Roadie met Gertrude the Groupie at a rock concert back in Bayonne. Ow! He tried to seduce her, said he'd introduce her to all of the Beatles and Stones. So Roland the Roadie got Gertrude the Groupie a seat in the balcony above. Oh. And Gertrude the Groupie, the grateful and groovy.
But Roland the Roadie felt numb.
And some folks loves ham hocks, and some folks loves pork chops, and some folks loves vegetable soup. And Roland the Roadie loves Gertrude the Groupie, but Gertrude the Groupie loves groups.
She stood up and screamed as the amber spot beamed on her heroes so skinny and tall, with their eyelids so droopy, and Gertrude the Groupie
knew she was in love with them all. Roland the Roadie told Gertrude the Groupie to wait and he'd be her man. But Bonnie dreamed of a rose coming home.
She was out with the group in the van.
Now Roland the Roadie is back on the road. His heart has been broken again. And Gertrude the Groupie waits out in the cold for the very next group to come in. And some folks loves ham hocks, and some folks loves pork chops, and some folks loves vegetable soup. Yeah! And Roland the Roadie loves Gertrude